Does your retirement plan include hope that you can keep working to the very end? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Many struggle with guilt over a retirement plan that's clearly inadequate for our future needs. In fact, 80% of people ages 30 to 54 believe they won't have enough money set aside to retire. Welcome to Day 5 of Crown's 10-Day Challenge to learn what the Bible has to say about money through stories we share in the Money Life Personal Finance Study. The key to any retirement plan is saving and investing. Proverbs 21:5 makes it clear. Steady plodding brings prosperity. Step 2 involves some research. Theologian Karl Barth said, "We must hold the Bible in one hand and the newspaper in the other." He meant we should learn to see the headlines of the day in light of the Bible's teaching. That's true not only of the front page news, but also the financial section. Now, regrettably, for most believers, there's little connection between their retirement plans and their spiritual beliefs. The most basic principle of wise investing is to learn all you can about the opportunity you're considering. Do your research on a company before you buy the stock. Check out the manager's track record before choosing a mutual fund. And investigate a particular sector and the potential for growth before you decide it's a good fit for your portfolio. Proverbs 24:3 says, "Through wisdom a house is built." God gave you a good mind for making informed choices. Remember, the goal is not to retire to a life of leisure. Famed evangelist John Wesley once said, "Earn all you can, save all you can, and give all you can." You're to be a blessing to others, and we're here to help. You can learn more about what the Bible has to say about retirement and investing in the Money Life Personal Finance Study. And for a free copy of Get Free, Stay Free, just go to mymoneylife.org.